And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field at halftime, 35-21 Hartley on top of New Philadelphia. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, along with Josh Stegman as well, too. Look at the total offense in the first half, Larry. 376 for the Hawks, 185 for New Philadelphia. Number of plays, 34-33 in favor of the Quakers in that first half. Yards rushing, though, for the Hawks, 276-111. Passing yards, 100-74 in favor of the Hawks in that first half. Time of possession, it was in favor of New Philadelphia, 13-22-10-08. First downs favor the Hawks. They had 20 first downs in the first half to 12 for New Philadelphia. Carfagna was 4 of 7 passing for 100 yards. Baron May, 5 of 14 for 74 yards. A little bit of everything, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Carter, 12 carries, 144 yards and 3 touchdowns. Alexander Blackman, 4 carries, 40 yards, 2 touchdowns. On the other side, you had L.J. Lowry, 1 carry on the fake punt for 43 yards and a touchdown. May, 7 for 31. And Kai Crowthers, 11 for 30 in the first half. Receiving, Walker had that one big 45-yard touchdown catch on the flea flicker. Cole, 1 catch for 32 yards for a touchdown. Ben Dankow, 2 catches for 66 yards. Nick Cohn, 1 for 20. And Philip Cohn, 1 for 14. Your thoughts about the first half and what we could see in quarter number 3?
Well, Hartley scored 2 touchdowns in a total of 4 minutes and 21 seconds. I look for Hartley to come back out and establish the outside running game and dominate the perimeter and see if they can't put a couple quick ones on here and put this game out of reach.
Storm Elsesser with the boot for New Philadelphia. Ooh. Onside kick. Will they recover it? And it's knocked around at the 45. Free ball picked up by the Hawks. In stride inside the 40, the 30, the 25, the 20, inside the 15, all the way down to the 12-yard line. James Reese, the third, picked that puppy up, and he strolled.
Well, it could have gone either way because New Philly had that completely surrounded. And one of the Hartley Hawks dove into the middle of that group of that scrum of New Philly players and punched the ball forward. And then James Reese, as you said, picked that puppy up. And he wasn't off to the races, but he was trying to get off to the races.
37 yards on that return. And the Hawks in excellent field position. But we have a Quaker down at the 50-yard line in the middle of that fray, right at the 50. And the Hawks will have the ball first and 10 inside the 15-yard line and around the 12-yard line is the attend to the Quaker right now. 6 seconds,
and that's
number 5.
LJ Lowry.
That's Lowry, yeah. Who's got a touchdown reception and was the guy that was catching the kicks as well, too. And he slowly now is on his feet and is working his way to the sidelines. But Reese looked like he was shot out of a cannon. He goes, all right, we're done with this.
Yeah, there's a ball. It looked like he was jumping on a Virginia ham there and just picking that baby up and going with it.
Speaking of which, thank you for the snacks all season at halftime.
Hey, my pleasure.
You are second to none when it comes to that.
Well,
the whole story about that for Josh and everybody listening at home is I convinced Larry that the most recent guy on the team had to bring snacks, and Larry's done it ever since. So we say thank you for being so gullible. I mean, for great snacks.
We get Josh next week. He's bringing them. He's the new guy.
Sucker.
I enjoy it because we got some places down in the village I can shop.
First and 10 from the 12-yard line now. On the counter play, it's Carter inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line. The nice gain on the play. And they'll have a second down and short inside the 5-yard line.
This is not exactly what New Philly had in mind when they thought they'd go with an onside kick to start the half because they thought they might give the ball up to 50. They thought they might also get it at the 50, but they didn't think Hartley would get it at the 13 or 14.
Second and, let's call it
three.
Three from just past the 5-yard line for the Hawks. In stride, Philip Cole gets the handoff, cuts it inside, and squirms into the end zone. He was going to take it around the right-hand side, but decided to cut it inside, got away from the tackler at the 4-yard line, and takes it in for the score. And now the Hawks increase that cushion to 41-21, pending the extra point. That's the second touchdown on the ground this season for Philip Cole.
Well, it looks like New Philly's made an adjustment at halftime to the outside run game because as soon as Hartley went jet sweep, they began to just drive people to the outside of that formation, which allowed him to cut back inside for the touchdown.
Agresti for the extra point. The snap, the kick, it is up in 40 seconds into the second half. The Hawks lead 42-21. Maybe Tiffany Hayden was right. The final score will be 70-42. We'll find out. Hawks lead by 21 on a CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
The Hawks lead as rapidly they get on the scoreboard, Larry, and it was an onside kick that it looked like the Quakers could get. It was punched forward. Reese with a big return inside the 15-yard line, and then Phillip Cole with the finishing touch to it.
Watch Hartley kick an onside kick here.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's a little pooch kick instead.
They're going to try to
get it.
The
40, and it just trickles out of bounds. Amako was trying to go down the field there.
Amako almost had it.
And around the 30-yard line, but it trickled out of bounds before he could get there. And this has been entertaining. Remember, when was it? Kenton and Bishop Hartley a few years ago.
Nobody
back
kicked.
And forth, back and forth, 30-28. The Hawks lost that one, and we had onside kicks. Nobody punted on fourth down.
Nope.
It was just a wild affair in the playoffs. There's a night, too, that Mike Lanza almost beat up one of the assistant coaches as well, too.
If you're waiting for me to do that action, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
The guy made fun of Mike, saying, I guess it all worked, didn't it? Ha, 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 and came running behind him. And Mike almost went flying down the stairs to have a private conversation with him. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground. And Crowther's got to the 36-yard line and met Mr. Blackman right there.
Mr. Blackman said, thou shalt go no farther.
So a gain of one on the play. Second down and nine from there. 11:07 and ticking. Just underway, quarter number three. The winner of this contest, looking at the winner of Independence and Jackson. Last I saw, the 76ers were up 6-0 in that one. So
I'm going to guess this Hartley defense is going to play a little bit more inspired this half. Not that they played badly, they just gave up a couple big plays.
Walker and Zemus to the top. Two backs now for the first time in the backfield. One to either side, although the second man will exit the backfield. That's Anderson. And looking downfield, the long pass, May, and it's going to be incomplete, nearly picked off. January had it played perfectly early in November, and it falls incomplete.
That's why they're defensive backs and not wide receivers. You got to catch that ball. He had both hands on that ball. It was an easy catch, but he had his hands turned the wrong direction. He had him turned like he was catching it over his shoulder, and he should have caught it like he was catching in front of his face with both hands facing out, and he didn't.
10:35, let's go in the third. It'll be third down and nine. Glad to have you aboard on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820, or online. Don't forget, stgabrielradio.com. You can listen to the games there. They are live, and then archives of tonight's game are available at stgabrielradio.com as well, too. And a penalty on the play against the Hawks.
I did not see the signal.
And it's going to mark it up to the 46-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the 46. I don't think anybody saw it. It was not even announced by the PA. So first and 10 for the Quakers from their own 46-yard line. Cole on a wing to the top. Now readjusts the wideout. Three to that top of the formation. And Crowthers gets the handoff, and he pays the price at the 47-yard line. First, he got hit by Amaya and bounced off of that. And a short gain on the play.
Well, then he hook slid into his own offensive tackle. Big number 79, Noah Fulp. That's not a good idea either, because Noah's a big boy.
5'9 and 240. He plays at right tackle. Right next to him, Connor Preston, 6'1, 240. Dugan May, 6'4, 285. So we mentioned a committee to Ashland. The left guard, it's A.J. Tharp. He's the little guy at 170. And Quentin Stillion, 6'3, 265. One of the two returning starters in the offensive line. Second down and nine from the 47. Baron May pumps, rolls right, looks, gives ground, and eaten alive by Nick Cohn back in the 35-yard line. Him into the turf at the 9:40 mark.
That's one of those strange plays that you get your legs tangled up underneath and you got a big guy on top of you and you don't know whether it's upper body or lower body. It looks like they're working on the lower body right now. So,
ironically, he got his shot last year because of an injury to their D1 quarterback, Logan Bitterkoffer, who got hurt. And remember, it was Baron May that led them in their march to the playoffs last year. He came in week 10. Took him through week 11, 12, then their loss to week 13. He didn't come up from the JV team. He came up from the freshman team.
Right.
And then led the team.
Their future looks bright. And they got a young quarterback, and he's got to...
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at ThisWeekSports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
See no flags. Count it. Make it 48-21 Hawks with 9:20 left to go. And not that bad of a pass.
No, no, the pass was thrown well. It hit the man right in the hands, and it just deflected off. And this is his second deflection for an interception tonight. Papa Mike upstairs coaching for the Hawks has got to be a happy dad tonight.
You saw him when he came back up and started the second half. That is pick number two for Angelo Evans. 5'10", 165, and folks, he is just a sophomore. The Hawks need one more lineman, and they find him in the person of Nathaniel Amaya. Agresti for the 49th point, the snap, the kick, plenty of leg, and it's now 49-21 Hawks. We've played 2:40 of the second half, a lot like the start of the first half. We'll take a break right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. I understand you may have left us for about a minute. What happened is Cam Elberts came in at quarterback in relief of Baron May, threw a pass across the middle. Nicely thrown ball, but not able to corral it. It was his wide out. It deflected into the hands of Angelo Evans, who took it at his own 47-yard line, came near side across midfield, cut it back at the 35, had a seam to the outside, took it down the sidelines for a total of 53 yards and the touchdown. Agresti added the PAT, and it's now 49-21. And Mateo now with the kickoff again. Goes with a little pooch kick, hits at the 34-yard line, return up to the 37, and that is where New Philadelphia will have the ball again with a lead now of 28 points for the Hawks with 9:14 left to go. Let's see if May is able to come back in or if it's Cam Elberts back at quarterback.
Well, the interesting thing there is now Hartley kicked two pooch kicks in a row. Now, they've been kicking it deep all game. Had they kicked the ball deep there and you have to play with your backup quarterback, they'd have been deep in the hole playing with their backup instead of at midfield playing with their backup.
Baron May is back in at quarterback. They're actually going to mark the ball at the 39-yard line. Now, when he ran onto the field, he didn't put all his pressure on both legs. He kind of went at about 50% pace onto the field. So we'll see how the legs are. Kicks his right leg up a couple times. Gets the snap. Hands it off to Carruthers. And Carruthers gets it up to around the 43-yard line. Hit a seam around the 40 and squirmed forward. Found that little gap up near the E in the word Hartley in the middle of the field here. And nice gain on first down. Steniker makes the hit. So a gain on the play of about five. We'll call it second down and five with 8:55 left to go in the third.
Now it looks to be May's left ankle or left knee, whichever it is, and that is his stride leg. And so what will probably happen now is you have to make an adjustment as a quarterback because the ball will tend to sail. It'll tend to go higher because you can't put all the pressure on the front and step into the throw as much.
There's a little gimpy there coming out of the huddle as well, too. Second and five from the 44. The Hawks readjust, and in the wideout left early. Walker, I think, heard about the time change and moved his clock a little early.
His clock was definitely moving early.
So he was about 5 yards downfield.
He's on Eastern New Philly time.
There you go.
Which is a little different than Eastern standard.
So we'll mark it back five to the 39-yard line. It'll be second down and 10 from there with 8.5 left to go. By the way, public service reminder, Saturday night, When you go to bed, turn your clocks back 1 hour. You'll get one extra hour of sleep.
Fall back.
Thank you very much.
Golf will be a little bit earlier.
For those that can afford it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us who can't.
Yeah. Out pattern it goes to Zemus, and
number two,
ball's incomplete. It was a late cut on the play by Sam, too, and May threw it before he made the cut. He figured the cut was going to be at the 49-yard line, and Zemus didn't make the cut till the 48 of the Hawks.
And I don't know whether they're reading that or not, but it seems like the quarterback is reading the coverage on top. And when the coverage is on top, if you're a quarterback, you should throw the back shoulder throw. And he's done that twice, and both times the receivers have continued on with their routes. And it looks bad for the quarterback, but it may be a receiver problem.
And this is a guy that was integral to the offense, too. Sam Zemus, a sophomore, 43 catches, 785 yards. No catch in this game. May back to throw. Pressure across the middle. Pass is complete.
As you speak.
Oh, my goodness. What a hit in the face on Zemus.
My.
He made the catch at the 46-yard line. Coach Dennison out on the field cannot believe the hit in the face on the play. And he is down on the field. Zemus took a solid hit. I think that was James Reese who applied the hit. And, man, he took it right in the chops, it looked like.
I'm going to go on record and say if this was Saturday afternoon, that would be a targeting call.
There's a flag.
And that's probably on the coach.
And Zemus says, face down on the turf. That was just an incredible blow. Imagine all of a sudden your head is going forward and then just suddenly and violently push backwards with a sudden blow to the head, and that's what happened there.
It wasn't a cheap shot or anything like that. It was just two guys going in opposite directions, and the blow was high, that's all.
And now they roll him over onto his back. Sam Zemus, 6'1", 170, and a sophomore. He caught touchdown passes, folks, in each of the first three overtimes for 20, 10, and 17 yards last week in that quadruple overtime thriller when they got by Dover 45-38 last week.
And for the people that don't understand that game, New Philly and Dover is an ancient rivalry. Those two towns just don't like each other very much. And so that's a huge, huge game for both those teams.
And Zemus on his feet. You just wonder if he has to go through any kind of concussion protocol now.
We don't have that officially at the high school level yet.
With the kind of hit that he took, does he know where he is and what's going on?
Did he ever lose consciousness? Because if he did lose consciousness, he's done for the night. But in the old days when they used to put smelling salts under us and put us back in the game, of course, that explains a lot, doesn't it?
The catch was made for a good gain on the play, and then a personal foul was attached to it. So
they had added the personal foul after the fact, which is kind of strange.
So that's 15 plus 15. It's going to be 30 yards. The ball's going to be first and 10 from the Hawk 31-yard line. Brad Birchfield trying to figure out what is going on right now.
Yeah, I don't blame Brad for being a little upset here. Not because it shouldn't have been called initially, but it wasn't called.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line now of the Hawks. 8 minutes left to go and ticking. Baron May will keep himself inside the 30, 25, and he gets pushed back by January from there. And there's some savage hitting going on right now.
Number two, Baron May.
Score does not reflect the style of hitting on this field here in the last 2 minutes of this contest. 7:40 left to go. And they're going to mark it inside the 25-yard line. So it'll be second down and four after a gain of six.
Well, you had just said that Zemus hadn't caught any passes, and not 2 seconds later, he caught one over the middle, and then that looks like it might be his last pass of the evening. I'm just happy he got up and walked off on his own accord, because that was just an ugly, ugly hit.
Right now, he's got 44 catches on the campaign. If you add it up, good for exactly 800 yards. Second down and four. May wants to throw. Looks long downfield. Has a man. Makes the adjustment of the football. Makes the catch. Or they say incomplete. The ball is incomplete. It trickles out of his hands and falls in the end zone. Incomplete on the play. It'll be third down. Boy, that looked like a nicely thrown ball to the far side of the field from Lowry.
From our angle, what we're getting is nothing but glare off the field. And it's tough to even see the ball. I never saw the ball roll the extra 7 or 8 yards to the back of the end zone. We couldn't see it from here because of the glare. But
Amakwa on the coverage. So now it's third down and four from inside the 25. 7:07 left to go. They have the wing or the H-back up front. And nearly had motion up front from the Hawks. Handed off. And now we do have the flag. And they're going to call false start on the offense. Well, the Hawks nearly encroached. And then a false start is called on the offense. So what was third and four is now third and nine.
Wonderful wide receiver move, because I didn't see anybody in the interior line move.
They look pretty stoic there. Alberts is going to check in. He's got the play from the sidelines. And I want to thank Coach Schmidt Dennison in year number 15. Past president, by the way, of the Ohio High School Football Coaches Association. Just gave that up this year. It's a one-year office, if you will. And
he emphasized that past part, too, didn't he? Yes, I am no longer that
but
guy.
But then he became the AD as well as a football coach now.
Yeah, he doesn't need any more pie plates in the air.
Alberts throwback. Gets the ball. He wants to look long downfield for May. It's picked off on the play. Back the way for the
this
Hawks.
Could go.
Here comes Matt Steinecker up to the 32-yard line. Steinecker. As they give it back to Alberts, Alberts looking for May, the quarterback downfield, the Elway play, if you will, and it's picked off by Steinecker, and the Hawks get it back.
That play might be a good play any other time, but when you're running it at Max Steinecker might be Hartley's best football player. And I don't mean their best athlete, I don't mean the fastest or biggest, but just the smartest football player they have. And he was not fooled on that play. It was a throwback to the quarterback, and he was guarding the quarterback. Man for man.
He has played at an all-state level this year for the Hawks. Also has a safety that he was able to garner early in the campaign. Now has that pick. First and 10, Bishop Hartley from the 32-yard line. 6:56 left to play. Toss near side Dankow across the 30 up to the 34-yard line and knocked down right at the 34. Hit made on the play by number 35 here at Strand, the linebacker.
He is coming out of the game, it looks like. It looks like he boogered up his left arm here. He's holding it a little funny, and he's trying to get off, and they sent him back on. Like, we don't have anybody else. You got to get back out there and play.
Maybe it's a bit of a stinger situation with that left shoulder and left arm. He's just kind of dangling it for now.
Yeah. He's played well tonight.
Second and 7 after a gain of 3, 6:22 left. Cone, the up back. Cole in motion, bottom to top. Handoff. It goes to Carter. He barely got the handoff before he was drilled on the play. Coming through was Colton Meeks to make the hit, the nose guard. 33 solos, 10 assists, 3 sacks, 3 tackles for a loss.
Number 5,
a returning starter in the defensive line.
And Tavion Anderson came again off the outside. They had that blood game on again where the outside linebackers came hard down inside.
Third down and 8.
Toss sweep into the boundary.
Carter to the short side. Can he get the first down? Goes over a defender at the 40-yard line and out of bounds right around the 43, and that'll be enough by a yard for a first down for the Hawks. It's amazing what they can accomplish, Larry, to the short side of the field.
Well, it's not just the short side. They overload the short side. They bring 4 guys and then pull a guard, and it's just they don't care that they have less room. They're going to just power you off the football.
Phone booth in motion. First and 10, mark it officially at the 44. As Carfagna and company peer to the sidelines. You know, I don't think we mention Anthony's name enough because he is just, you know,
he's the pilot.
Guy that makes it go.
He's the pilot.
For the 44. Handoff, Cone, the fullback. He rumbles across midfield, carries most of New Philadelphia down to the 45-yard line.
But, and Tavion Johnson reached in and grabbed both hands on the ball. And it was as if it was a gnat hitting the bumper. he had no chance of getting that ball out of there.
Anderson tried to come up with a pigskin and came up with nothing. It's first and 10 Hawks now from the 45-yard line.
He came up with 250 pounds of running back laying on top of him is what he came up with.
Where do you play that guy at the next level?
Probably probably defensive line.
Outside linebacker, D-line,
maybe,
like that.
Yeah.
5:25 left to go. Cone gets the pitch again. And takes it inside the 45-yard line, again to the short side of the field.
They
say he's knocked down around the 42-yard line. A couple of guys there make the hit. Cole among them. Also, Caleb Robbins playing some defense as well, too.
He could also be an H-back, that blocking tight end type H-back or the one-back set where he can catch some passes in the flats and sit down over the middle and lead the blocking on the ISO play.
Gain of 5, halfway home, 2nd and 5 from the 40, 4:58 left to go. Another score for the Hawks would kick in that rapidly moving clock because the margin would be greater than 30. Carfagna on the keeper, 40, 35, right up the gut, 30, and pushes the pile down to the 25-yard line.
Hartley's putting the pedal to the metal right now. Uh-oh.
And a flag at the end of the play. And I think it's going to go on the Hawks the way they're pointing back to Bishop Hartley. We'll see, maybe not. Our referee is Troy Newsom.
Hartley doesn't look very happy.
He retreats to the 43, the 44, the 45-yard line and says, unsportsmanlike conduct on the Hawks.
That's not going to make Coach Burke feel very happy. He's probably want to know who said what to whom.
It's kind of been a frantic, disjointed game at times, and we've seen the Hawks also just act like a big lawnmower eating all the grass in the backyard at the same time.
I'm telling you, it's a herd of goats, man. It's not a lawnmower. It's a herd of goats. They're eating a lot of grass tonight.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line. It was after the play, so it's first and 10 from the 40, and Sawyer's got it. Mason down to the 30, pushes the pile, and the sophomore has a nice gain. He's got a first down. The son of the offensive coordinator, Chris Sawyer, with 4:28 left.
Well, Chris wants to have a happy home tonight, so he's going to make sure the son gets at least one good carry there. You got to give it to the youngin.
Well, how about Coach Evans and his son with a pick tonight, huh?
Yeah, two picks tonight, I believe, doesn't he? And he had the first one in the first half. One.
First and 10 from inside the 29 near the 28. Blackman leisurely in motion, top to bottom. Toss goes to Carter inside the 25, puts his head down to the 20-yard line, and a flag at the end of that play.
It's got to be a face mask because the only guy on the pile was the Hartley guy. Yep.
Grab the old handlebar, according to Dr. Newsom on the field. Again, our officials, the referee Troy Newsom, the umpire Jake Smith, the linesman Lance Rice, the line judge Marcus Thompson, the back judge is Lance Jacobs, and the center judge Mark Pierkowski.
Easy for you to say.
Not without spitting.
Face down.
Bishop Hartley, 4:09 left to go. And now they've gone to that. There is no split in the line.
No, look. No.
First and 10 from inside the 16-yard line. Hand off Carter, puts his head down, and burrows to maybe the 14-yard line, and that's about it. Short gain on the play before he's hit on the play again by number 7 coming up from the secondary. That's Caleb Robbins.
When you stop and think about the touchdowns that New Philly scored, they scored on a fake punt and then two just bombs, if you will. This game could be out of hand even more than it is.
One on a flea flicker, one of those two bombs,
Yep.
So gain of, call a long one on the play. Second down and 9 from just inside the 15 near the 14. 3:33 left to go in quarter number 3. Blackman in motion, nearly slips, gets his balance. Toss sweep from the right to the left. Goes around the corner, cuts it back inside. That was an interesting run. He went from bottom to top, then got to the 10-yard line. Put on the brakes and diagonally cut back towards the inside.
He had to cut back twice on that play because the force from inside out by New Philly, they're doing a good job of defending the flanks this half. And then the secondary force came from the safety, and he went inside of the safety. So two good cuts. We have a 3rd and 2 here.
Ball resting inside the 8-yard line. Three minutes left to go. Triple stack. Carter is the deep man of the three. Cone, Blackman, and Carter. Boom, boom, boom. It's the third boom. It's Carter over the top of the pile inside the 5. And from this vantage point, it looks like he has a first and goal for Bishop Hartley.
It won't matter. They're going to go for it regardless. So.
And indeed, it is first and goal. Hawks with 2:47 left to go.
Although it would have been interesting. It would have been 4th and a couple inches. They might have kicked the field goal to make it up 31.
There's something about the size they have when they go triple stack. Just, it's awe-inspiring even to see it from up here.
Forget the size. Look
ground
at the 5
level.
Guys they got in the box.
On a 1st and goal from inside the 5. See if it's Carter time.
If they run wide to the right, there's a Mormon Tabernacle Choir is waiting for them out here.
Sawyer checks out. They're going to go that way. Carter with pressure in the backfield. Nothing there. Tries to cut back and tries to make something out of nothing. Great pursuit defensively. Crowders was in there to help make the hit. Alberts came in as well, too.
I saw that play coming ahead of time because of the formation and things. And I thought, if they run out here, and I think New Philly knew it, too, because they had like 5 guys standing outside waiting for, come to Papa. Come to Papa. And he did.
Halloween was good to you, huh?
It was very good to me. I dressed up as an old man, scared everybody.
Yeah.
Took me almost 2 minutes to get my costume.
Mommy, mommy.
My wife said you're too old to trick or treat.
2nd and goal from the 8-yard line. Sawyer's going to do what I'd like to do, check out of the back. Toss sweep near side. Blackman puts his head down and gets only to inside the 5, maybe the 4. Good penetration that time of the defense. And it's Garib Strand who makes the hit, and we've got a Hawk slow to get to his feet right now. That's Gilliland. Patrick Gilliland. He's a little gimpy. He gets to his feet. Let's see if he checks out or if he stays in.
No, he's staying in. He's an offensive lineman. They're used to limping around.
He's grabbing on to
Look, you can't
Collins.
Hurt those guys. All you do is make them mad.
They get like Mongo,
they get angry about that. Throwing it my way. I'm going to kill something.
Third and goal from the five. Randy Reinhart, Clint Eastwood, glad to have you aboard. Sawyer about to check out of the backfield. Toss, sweep, near side. Blackman inside the five. Can he find the goal line in the pylon? He does not get into the goal line. So it's going to be fourth down for the Hawks with 1:01 left to go.
I got to believe they're going for it.
Good call.
I'm just saying, if they kick it, they go up 31 and the clock runs. This is Hartley. They got to go for
fourth down. They replaced the pylon as it got hit by about six bodies.
Got an injured pylon. They're taping the pylon as we speak.
Triple stack, fourth and goal inside the one. Handoff, Carter. Touchdown, Elijah Carter.
Touchdown.
Takes it in for the fourth time tonight. He's got 12 touchdowns on the season and adds six more to the board. Tiffany Hayden looking more and more like she's correct with that final score. It is now 55-21, Hawks up.
Number 80, Mateo Agassi, on to attempt the extra point.
It's amazing how savvy high school fans have become about that 30-point differential.
And number 4, Mason Sawyer, on the long.
Hartley fans were yelling 30, 30, 30, and they've got it now. Agriesti for the extra point. Low snap. Whoa. And low kick as well, too. It is blocked. The kick is no good, so only the third miss on the season for Mateo. We stay at 55-21, 57 seconds left to go on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Dublin Kaufman has just scored. They've taken a 24-14 lead over Olin Tangi, and it is all Hilliard-Bradley now. 49-14, they lead Fairmont.
Tell you what, I remember seeing those guys, Stewart and Anderson, and some of the offensive weapons that the Coach Leparo-led team have, and I didn't know who was going to stop them, and so far, no one has.
Well, they're very talented. I mean, they're a very talented offense, and they're not just a pass-happy team. They can run the ball down your throat, too, so they're a good football team.
Agriesti this time is going to send it deep and into the end zone for touchback over Anderson. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. Fans here on this side saying, yay, we kicked it deep for a change.
Which begs the question. They had the wind twice this quarter and pooched it. And that may be the secret to Brad Birchfield. He does some very unconventional things, but he does them conventionally. You know what I mean? His kids might do onside kicks, but they do them well. They might do pooch kicks, but they do them well. And it keeps you off balance.
As a coach, were you that way?
Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Friday night.
Little dip then, right?
Yeah. You know, listen, I believe in blocking, tackling, and all that good fundamental stuff.
Kind of took Meatloaf to a new level. 4 out of 5 ain't bad, right?
Yep.
15 plays, 68 yards, 5:58 off the clock as Carter took it in the last yard. Crowther's on the carry this time, the first down play. Nope, I don't think he even got to the 20-yard line. He was looking for a gap. There was nothing there as Walter Carricker, among others, was there to make the hit. Ethan Amaya as well.
Grabbed him by the back of the jersey from the front of him and just hold him straight down.
Under 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 55-21. Continuous clock a factor, and that will do it for three quarters. Hawks up by 34 on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus zero for 72 months, plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd Way.
Pickerington Central has scored again. They now have a 34-7 lead over Clayton Northmont.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan and Lee will have all the scores after the game on the 820 scoreboard right up to 11 o'clock. It is second down and 10 now for the 20-yard line for New Philadelphia. It's the quarterback and the keeper, and May slides into second base at the 19-yard line, avoiding contact for Elijah Carter.
That was a good move on his part. He's already got a gimpy ankle. The last thing he needs to do is be a hero. You look at Andrew Luck. You know, all those years Andrew Luck would take guys on. Well, guess what? His career may be in jeopardy. You got to be smart.
Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, Josh Stegman, glad to have you aboard here at Jack Ryan Field on the campus of Bishop Hartley. It is the fourth quarter of week number 11 as the Hawks look to advance, and they're in good shape right now at 55-21. The Quakers of New Philadelphia face a third down and 11 from back of the 19-yard line.
Not what they had in mind.
Two wide to the top, actually three wide to that side now. May back to throw, has some time, tucks, runs, and gets up to the 22-yard line, and that is it, is waiting to hit him is Ethan Amaya.
Number 77, Ethan Amaya.
It doesn't go down as a sack, but it's a great tackle on his part.
Independence leading Jackson pretty handily, so looks like we might have a short trip for next week.
Well, that's much better than going to a place like Chillicothe. Not that I have anything against Chillicothe. Just not my favorite place to spend a Friday night.
Just you and me and 12 of our friends in a very tiny box.
We don't have 12 friends.
No, well, 12 people that are in the same box with us.
Yeah, we owe money. That's what it is.
This is going to change the punting situation, too, now, remember, because Zemus was injured, so he is not going to punt. And punting instead will be Baron May, the quarterback. And it's Cole at the 39-yard line. Gets up to the 41-yard line and is bent in half right there. So May, bad foot and all, is healthier than Zemus. And he gets the punt downfield with 10:13 left to go. And the Hawks will get it back. First and 10, up by 34 with 10:13 left to go. Is it too early to sub if you're Bishop Hartley?
I think you go one more drive. You just want to make sure that you keep this 30 going, and you want to keep the clock going as long as you can here. And I know it sounds crazy, but these are the playoffs, and you got to play. You can't put your JVs in against their varsity.
Although some changes already, as Miles Fleming will check in at quarterback.
Yep.
6 feet, 175, and a sophomore.
That's not a bad move there because you can get him some good reps with the first team.
And Jalen January in as running back. Fleming sidesteps two defenders. Look at the speed of the outside. Down the sidelines, January. One man to beat and is undercut by May inside the 25. I tell you what, initially I thought Colton Meeks had him to the outside at the 40-yard line, and he kept scampering and picked up 44.
Miles Fleming ran like he was being chased by somebody. I mean, holy moly. He turned the corner, and it was a different gear. He was faster than anybody else on the field.
He's got 21 carries on the season now. Good for 184 yards. 9.5 left to go.
Well, Hartley definitely needs more speed in the lineup. There's no question. They're not fast enough.
Oh, wow. First and 10 from the 23-yard line. Fleming this time with Danko in motion to the bottom along with Cole. We'll keep it on the ground, and January gets it down to the 20-yard line. So Jalen will pick up about three on the play. Jalen, 26 Jaylen carries, 278 January. Yards, and four touchdowns. A guy they think will be great in his junior and senior season. Quite honestly, he's a guy that doesn't have to factor into the equation until next year.
Yeah, well, you know, this is nice because Anthony Carfagna, at any moment a quarterback can go down. You can go down with a bad hit or something, and you have to have your backup ready to go, and they're getting their backup ready to go. Oh, he's under center.
Second down and 7. That's the rarity from the 20-yard line. Handoff in stride, trying to turn the corner. Whitney's got it inside the 15, down to the 10. Tyson tight with the sidelines. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, touchdown counter. What a job by Anthony Whitney to tightrope the sidelines. Larry, he went left on the inside of the right foot. Imagine going down the sidelines and crossing over your left foot to the inside of your right foot and then bring the right foot back around. Stayed in bounds, took it down the sidelines for the touchdown from 20 yards out, and now it is 63-21.
You know, there's nothing that makes a team go more than good competition. And you just saw two backups come in and make just scintillating plays, and that just makes it easier to practice next week and easier to play.
Agresti for the extra points. 64-21, Hartley up, 8:37 left to go. Trying to go back to back to back. We'll find out when we come back to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Jackson, 0.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Guys, in Division I, the two Hilliard schools have gone final. Bradley beats Fairmont 49-14, and unfortunately, Darby's season comes to an end 35-0 to Centerville.
And here we saw Anthony Whitney carry the ball for the seventh time, good for 58 yards on the season, so seven carries, but three of those for touchdowns.
Well, he turned the corner with a purpose there. I mean, when he got his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage, it was see you later. Great run down the sidelines.
This is an extra point good. I'm trying to factor where we stand on the scoreboard now.
I thought it was good. Seemed like it was good. They put their hands up.
Anderson on the return from the 8th. Kaylee on to the 20. Oops, puts on the brakes and falls down. Lost his balance at the 18-yard line.
Number 22, Tevion Anderson on the carry.
So it's now 62-21. 8:20 left to go. See what the Hawks put out on defense now. See if we see any fresh faces. Whitney's in the secondary now. Also coming out is Braylon Mitchell to play some D.
Yeah, you get about half of them. And then they'll start subbing out the other guys.
Patty Page is in. May still a quarterback. Little pop to the far side of the field. The pass complete out across the 25, out to around the 29-yard line.
The number 13.
Goes to Alberts.
Yep.
7:55 left to go. Again, the continuous clock, the margin way more than 30 now at 41 points at 62-21. Larry's going to head down after this contest and talk to Brad Birchfield, the head coach of the Hawks, and see what he has to say after his team's performance in this one. More subs as Ethan Amaya is going to check out to a hand. And coming in now is Griffin Rathburn. Three wide to the bottom. Cole, Alberts, and Walker on a second down and one. Crowthers has a gap across the 30, the 35, the 40, up to the 41-yard line, and two hankies tossed in at the end of the play with 7:11 left to go. Do they lead with the helmet there on the hit?
Personal foul.
Yep, I think it's going to go against the Hawks. Getting that helmet in there first, so that'll mark it across midfield.
You know, those are helmet contacts that are unnecessary. I mean, the runner was heading down to the ground. Don't go down to get him. Just fall over the top of him, you know, and it just is easy. Cost your team 15 yards and you endanger yourself. There's no, that's one thing that needs to be changed. Used to drive me crazy. Guys would dip their head. Oh, my goodness. Nothing would get me madder at our kids than that.
Antonio Tucker in the game now. Ryan Huser in this contest as well for the Hawks.
You know, the Naval Academy, experimented with a strap on the back of the helmet tied to your shoulder pads for years to keep your head up so you couldn't lower your head, and it didn't seem to solve any problems either. They've tried for years to do a lot of different things, but hopefully someone will figure it out.
First and 10 from the 43-yard line. And made a keep around the left side, inside the 40, and inside the 36 down to the 35-yard line. Also see Keyron Anderson in there playing some defense for the Hawks. And I think we need another innovation in football. Kind of like, remember the Jaeger mask that we saw in baseball with the little extension of Steve Jaeger when the bat actually was impaled in his throat? We need something more when it comes to helmets.
I think you're going to get it. You're going to get a sensor in the frontal lobe of the helmet. And when you contact with it, it's going to go off. And everybody's going to know you hit with the crown of your hat. There's no question. I mean, we got the technology. We just have to. The problem is the helmets cost a couple $100 now. At some point, it's going to be so expensive, you won't be able to play this game.
Gain of 8, second and 2 from the 35 of the Hawks, down to 5:25 left to go.
But it's coming.
May, going to hand it off to Crowthers, takes it inside, down around the 30-yard line. And that's going to be a first down. I guess, what do you gain right now if you're in New Philadelphia with the starter still in there?
You're going to let your kids play. It's their last 5 minutes of the season, let them play. And the young kids will have a chance next year.
And on the shot, number 62,
Your seniors don't want to come off the field.
Daniel Amaya makes the hit for the Hawks.
They want to play their last 4 minutes or 5 minutes. And they'd like to score another touchdown.
First and 10 from the 30. Will people look at the score and go, the Hawks give up 21 points in a game? Wow. Think anyone will be surprised by that?
It's the playoffs. Nothing surprises me. That's the key.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Crowders again, looking to go over 1,100 yards on the campaign. I'm looking at it for Bishop Hartley. They gave up 35 points to Toledo Central Catholic. And this ties the most they've given up since then. They gave up 21 in that win over DeSales, 23-21. Against Central Crossing, gave up 6-0. Against Shaw, Chillicothe 7, Kilbourn 17. Goosake for Watterson, 10 for Reedy. The 21 I mentioned for DeSales, 19 for Hoover. Mm-hmm. That was a tough fought game, 24-19, and then 7 to St. Charles last week. Second down and 4 from the 26.
A lot of those points were given up at this kind of time of the game where they had a big lead and they put the young kids in.
Crowders gets the handoff. Actually, it should have been second down and 6 from there. The scoreboard is incorrect. So the gain on the play around the left side. We'll get the ball inside the 22-yard line near the 21. It'll be third down from there. Third down and less than 2 with 3:40 left to go.
Number 28, Kyle Crowders, tackled by the Hawks.
Well, we don't have the Martin J. Mitchell Award tonight, so I'll just be going down there talking to Coach Birchfield.
The award-winning Larry Wolf interview instead.
Wow. He might balk on that one.
Yeah, I think he'll leave.
I would. My wife doesn't even want to listen to him.
No, that's not.
Man, I don't blame her for that. 42 years of marital bliss.
In whose eyes?
Oh, definitely in mine.
Okay, thank you.
Come on, that woman's going to heaven.
Third and 1 from the 22-yard line. Hand off. Crowders puts his head down. He's got the first down inside the 20. Near the 18-yard line. That will move the sticks again for the Quakers as we're under 3 minutes left to go. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, Josh Stegman, glad to have you aboard. And it looks like right now we'll have a week number 12 and we'll be following the Bishop Hartley Hawks again as they continue their march. And as of now, it looks like it'll be against Independence. If I were guessing, I would probably say over at Gahanna Lincoln. So first and 10 from the 18-yard line with 2:37 left to go. Cole is going to line up as an H-back. Now they go with two wide at the bottom. Alberts. And they'll hand it off. Crowthers with a big gap inside the 10. Spins and twirls. Lost his balance at the 4, but fell forward to the 2-yard line with 2:18 left to go. It'll be first and goal now. The Quakers, let's see where they mark him down. They're going to mark him down closer to about the 3-yard line, but it'll be first and goal with 2:10 left to go. So the next snap will come with under 2 minutes left to go in this contest. Speaking of leaving, Larry has left right now to head down onto the field. Get a sense for the weather conditions and the atmosphere down there. For the Hawks checking in, Evan Koslow. Larry, what is it like down there?
It's windy, it's cold, it's football season, it's the playoffs, and I guarantee it's colder over on the New Philly sideline than it is on the Hartley sideline.
So first and goal from the 2-yard line, officially, they'll say it. May from the gun. Crowthers to his left, hands it off, tries to find the gap. They grab his jersey and bring him down at the 1. He does not break the plane. It'll be second down and goal with 90 seconds left to go.
Number 28, Kyle Crowthers.
Larry, did you stop at the concession stand or not?
I did not.
Okay. Just thought I'd check.
There's only a minute 20 left. I'm afraid that they're about ready to close up shop down here.
All right. 1:10 left to go.
I might make a cameo on the field, though.
You're near Mr. Blackman there.
I got a whole bunch of guys there from Hartley here trying to get on the air.
Yeah, I see Carfagna and company talking to you.
We're not going to talk to another guy named Carfagna. It's not going to happen.
55 seconds left to go.
It's not going
to
be Carfagna.
Crowthers tries to take around the left-hand side, and a great stand by the Hartley D. He does not break the plane yet with 45 seconds left to go. How important and imperative is it right now if you're the Quakers to get another touchdown?
Well, obviously you'd like to finish your season with a touchdown in the fourth quarter against Hartley. It would be a good way for one of your seniors to finish his career. And for the Hartley JVs and the kids that are in the field right now, they have to stop them. This is important to them, but... And, of course, now all the starters are up off the bench for Hartley. They want to see this thing stop, too.
Third and goal inside the 2-yard line. 20 seconds left to go. We have flags on the field. Encroachment on the defense. So that'll be a penalty that costs the Hawks about 2.5 feet. And now back to the line of scrimmage. 8 seconds. 7. 6. May to Crowther. No, didn't make it in, and that'll do it. Goal line stand by the Hawks, and they get the victory in this one, 62-21. And they hold New Philadelphia scoreless in that second half. So Larry is going to try to hunt down Brad Birchfield. And we'll wait to see if we can get a chance to talk to the head coach of the Hawks as they get the victory and advance to 10-1 on the campaign. 10 consecutive victories after that loss in week one to Toledo Central Catholic. He'll meet Coach Dennison out of the 25-yard line, have a quick conversation with him, and Larry will see if he can hunt down the head coach of the Hawks as the two teams now make a serpentine line near midfield and shake hands. And Larry is standing by with Brad Birchfield, the head coach of the Hawks. Larry?
Another great win by the Hartley Hawks. Big-time goal line stand for the young kids at the end of the game. But 62-21, the game got close at halftime with a couple crazy pass plays and a fake punt. But you were just too much in the trenches for him. Talk to us a little bit.
I still felt like we were in real good shape at halftime. I know I had parents yelling at us to wake up. I thought we were woke up. I thought the flea flicker pass, we didn't stay with them, thought it was a run. The fake punt was obviously a good call, and I wish we wouldn't have thrown the interception or had the deep ball. But Denkow had pretty good coverage. Kid made a great throw, great catch.
Yeah, the ball was right on target. The coverage was right there. He just made a perfect play. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Now it's 62-21. That game's over. You move on to the next game. Looks like it's going to be Independence because they were winning. And so that's what do you know about Independence?
Well, we've already done a lot of work on them. So, City League champ against Catholic League champ. I think we're probably going to play at Gahanna. And so it'll be a local game. We'll feel good about it. It'll be really exciting for us on the east side. There's no question.
You had some big running backs tonight. Four touchdowns by one of your running backs. Denkow, a couple great pass plays, catches and runs. Talk to us a little bit about some of the execution on your offense.
Yeah, I thought offensively, besides the interception, it was tremendous. I mean, it was really unstoppable, and I don't say that. I try not to be hyperbolic with that, but it really was. And I thought defensively were pretty good. I thought it was a great game. And some will see 21 points and think it wasn't, but gosh, I think it was a really great game.
Well, I don't know whether you saw it on the interception, but Nick Cohn was startled by the whistle. They blew the whistle right before the ball was snapped, and he kind of looked, and then, of course, the pass was to Nick Cohn, and everything was a little out of sorts. And so when you see that on film, you'll know that it was just a timing thing. But actually, that was a bad play right before they happened and set up a touchdown.
So, yeah, I didn't know that, so that's good. I'm glad we quit yelling at everybody at this late in the season, so I'm glad we did. We just kind of do a little more pleading and saying, please.
Well, guys, it's on to game 12. Congratulations on game 11, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Back up to you, Randy.
Larry, thank you very much. And just to tease the stats, imagine this. Bishop Hartley, 530 yards in total offense, and they win 62-21. Take on Independence next week. We'll take a break. More of the postgame show when we come back. And don't forget, after us, AM 820 scoreboard show right up to 11 o'clock. This week, sports.com, Rev Local Digital Marketing, Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran with all the scores, highlights, and interviews. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Children don't learn their identity from a mirror. When they're first born, they learn right away by looking at mom and dad. I am precious. I am worth dying for. And if you're adopted, you learn that from your adoptive parents. Somehow we get it in our heads that we have to earn the love of God, or that God angrily pushes us away when we sin. We think we can increase our value by our accomplishments. We think we can lose our worth through our flaws. I don't love my kids because of what they do. I love them because of who they are. They're mine. Whether my child becomes a millionaire or a saint or, God forbid, an addict, that kid will always be mine. Always be worth dying for. God loves us for the same reason. Isaiah 43:1. You are mine. He thinks we're worth dying for. No act of grace or sin can change that. As you strive to be all you can be, don't forget who you are. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
And welcome back one final time to Jack Ryan Field. As the Hawks fly high, they get by New Philadelphia 62-21. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf looking at the unofficial stats of this contest. Bishop Hartley, 530 yards total offense. New Philadelphia, 267. Rushing for Bishop Hartley, 430 yards, 169 on the other side for the Quakers. 100 passing the ball for Hartley, 98 for New Philadelphia, which is a surprise with that high-flying offense. Carfagna efficient, 4 of 7, passing 100 yards, 1 pick. Baron May, 7 of 19, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. And Cam Alberts, 0 for 2 passing with 2 picks in this contest. Elijah Carter, 17 carries, 158 yards, 9.3-yard average, 4 touchdowns in this game. Alexander Blackman, 7 carries, 54 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Kai Crowthers, 24 carries for 83 yards. Receiving-wise, Dankow, 2 catches, 66 yards, and nobody with more than one catch except Kai Crowthers. Crowthers had 2 catches for negative 2 yards in this contest for New Philadelphia. So the Hawks get the victory in this one. 62-21, they take on the 2 seed next in Independence, and we're thinking that perhaps it would be at Gahanna next week.
It sounds like a logical place to put that game. I mean, it's close for both schools and to both east side schools here, so it's going to be a neighborhood game.
And the best part of that is we don't have to go to Chillicothe.
Absolutely, that's the best part of that.
And if you're Coach Birchfield, again, it's a perfect victory because you won. You looked impressive, but still you have things to coach him up about, correct?
Well, absolutely. And I thought what he said was pretty astute. They were never threatened.
Right.
They
you mentioned
never,
that, too.
They were never threatened. I mean, they had a couple big plays right before the half, but Hartley was never threatened in this game. And they could pretty much do whatever they wanted on offense. And that's going to come to an end as you go farther in the playoffs. But Hartley's ability to run outside, to run inside, to throw the football in timely situations, I don't see any weaknesses. Maybe the defensive backs, but they played really well. The ball was thrown on target on a couple of those plays.
So. We're going to get out of here so they can do that scoreboard show. A lot of great playoff action that Lee and Ryan need to get to. So I want to thank Josh Stegman for filling in tonight on stats. We'll have action for you next week, too, as the Hawks take on Independence. Catch it all right here. We'll be at the stadium for coverage live at 7:30. Again, final score. Again, Hartley wins 62-21. This has been the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next Friday night for Round 2 of the playoffs. Coverage beginning at 6:30 with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area playoff scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.